going to the beach each summer as a family is, you know, a bit of the Irish ritual when we finally get like a little bit to good weather. And yet that environment for so many can be fraught with barriers and obstacles to enjoying it in the way that so many of us do, getting into the waves, getting on a board, just even like splashing around and going for a swim can be so challenging. And yet here at Liquid Therapy, our mission is to remove those barriers. And this seated board is another piece of the puzzle, which is great because we've been able to like give people that thrill and experience in a way that they haven't been able to before.
And it must be so satisfying for yourselves to see people with disabilities enjoying the water when they previously, you know, that barrier had been there.
Exactly. And even more so for the families, when you get to bring whole families along and where siblings or friends can be on and in the water just alongside them. And if you're a parent or a carer and you're seeing your surfer, your participant, like in the water, getting the time and care and support that lets them try a new activity, which is, you know, part of the thrill and the excitement of life. It's such a rich experience. And sometimes I think the team and the volunteers feel that they get more out of the sessions than the young person on that board. But that shared experience is just something really magic.
How can people book the surfboard, Tom? Is there a way, a specific way to do that?
The best way to get onto our radar and make themselves known to our programs is reach out to us, either through our website, follow us on social media, or sign up to our newsletter. And on there, we like release our programs each year. We have a range of services, that it's not just that surfboard. We do like mental well-being programs and inclusion programs. So there really is, for anybody who struggles to or who can't participate in a mainstream opportunity, we have a program or a service that's suitable for them.